Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. This morning, I have the pleasure and honor to be able to sit down and talk to one of Chicago's very own natives, Mr. Timon Kyle Durrett. Timon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. For the month of October, we've been doing the Queen Sugar interviews with the talented cast and directors, and I am honored to have you on the show. You play David West on the award-winning hot television series Queen Sugar. How does that make you feel?
It feels good. It's for me, I had that "Well, it's about time" moment when Ava DuVernay called me. I've always wanted to play a character in a great show with great material, with great actors, which is what it is. You know, I'm not just saying that because I'm on the show. But mm-hmm. it makes me very proud that I stuck it out. Whereas, you know, you know certain folks in certain endeavors are a little hard. Some of us stick it out, and some of us kind of throw in the towel and come back to it, and some of us don't come back to it at all. And, mm-hmm. you know, being able to be a part of the show playing Davis West on Queen Sugar is literally a dream come true for me. That's, you know, that's how it feels. It feels like, you know, like my dreams have been realized to an extent. It's not the only thing I want to do. It's not the extent of my dreams, but that's part of what it is. It's literally part of my huge dream come true.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So what drew you to the character David West?
That he's flawed. He's not a... There's some stuff about him that makes him interesting. Even if you don't like David West, you have to... He keeps your attention because of his mm-hmm. flaws, because of his, you know, contentious nature, because of his antagonistic storyline. The things that he does kind of pulls and tugs at, you know, some of the viewers, especially the female viewers, emotionally. You know, David mm-hmm. saying nothing. You know, and you can evoke those emotions from the viewers and have them appreciate your work, but still have such strong disdain for the character. It lets me know that we're on the right track to conveying real heart-wrenching, emotion-tugging material. We're giving something that makes the people feel something. I didn't know how mm-hmm. it was going to affect the people, but I know one thing that drew me to the role is that it was a chance to work with Ava DuVernay and Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
I saw those names on the breakdown, and I was like, "Oh, I'm definitely submitting for this." There was no doubt in my mind that I was going to go in for this. And but I think the Davis is he represents that balance in a show that people really like. You know, because Queen Sugar has become this phenomenon that it is. But I'm a part of that phenomenon that makes people, it gives them that emotional balance. You know, they love different characters. They love Little Blue. He's so cute. They love Ralph Angel. He's sexy. I love Vi and Hollywood. That represents true love.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I love Charlie and Remy because they both have had their struggles and they look so cute together. And they love the fact that Davis West makes them so angry. You'd be surprised how many people come to me and say, "I love you on that show. I can't stand you on the show, but I love you on the show." Meaning that I'm a part of something that gives them that emotional charge that makes the show
mm-hmm.
live and breathe in the real world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that Oprah Winfrey and Ava DuVernay and the contentious nature of Davis is what drew me to him. But what keeps me wanting to give people more is the material that we're able to give and how much leeway I'm able to have with conveying a true message within this character's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. And you know what? I have this love-hate relationship with Davis West as well. Because, you know, I find myself rooting for him. Then I'll be like, "Mad, I'm so doing it."
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we have seen your role address some serious issues What are your thoughts as they relate to the real life events, you know, like with Black Lives Matter and the issues that young black men portrayed this season, especially by Michael West, a.k.a. Nicholas Ash? That was very emotional episode that I saw you guys portray and address a very serious issue.
Yeah, I think Queen Sugar is really timely. It's very, a lot of people hear that it's about three siblings that inherit a sugarcane farm and they think it's a period piece. I'm like, no, this is right now. It's very timely, but it's also very historical. So you're addressing current issues as they have been perpetuated through time and history from past issues. Back when it would have been a period piece, we are still dealing with the same oppressions and the same hatred and the same corruption and lies and abuses and violence that we, you know, were dealing with 100 years ago. It's just in a different way. And we know more about it now because, you know, we have more means of communicating and sharing information nowadays. You know, 20 years ago, we didn't have camera phones and stuff like that.
Right.
And now, you know, we do, and we can hold people accountable even though the system doesn't hold them accountable. So I think that these messages that we portray in Queen Sugar, like infidelity and community, police brutality, Black Lives Matter, and the fact that they're now calling Black Lives Matter advocates BIEs or Black Identity Extremists. So I think that Queen Sugar is tackling a lot of not universal issues, but issues that a lot of entities within the establishment, air quotes right there, don't want to handle because it shines a light on the ugly nature of parts of this world that we still have to live in and we have to face every day. I applaud the writers. I applaud Ava DuVernay, Oprah Winfrey, Warner Horizon, and I applaud the OWN Network for being so brave and saying, this is what we're going to talk about, like it or not. This is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tell the truth in a very robust and artistic way. And I can't express how happy I am to be a part of that movement. You know, not only do Black Lives Matter, but Black Lives Matter in a beautiful way when you're able to show the viewers, the audience, people who look and talk and act just like the folks on that show. We are able to show them the importance of these issues, and we're going to talk about them in a way that makes people enjoy listening and learning about it.
Absolutely. You are working with some phenomenal directors and writers on Queen Sugar, on the Queen Sugar series. What has been your experience working with Ava, Demaine, Julie, just to name a few of these amazing, talented directors and producers?
Well, I'll use an analogy, which is what I do a lot of times. If you take a watermelon seed, put it in the soil, get the right amount of oxygen, water, sunlight, minerals in the soil, and that seed produces a huge watermelon with hundreds of seeds just like it. That's what Ava DuVernay and Oprah Winfrey are doing. They're like, we're going to plant these seeds and we're going to grow something that creates more of what that is that we've grown so that other people can share it and go grow their own thing. You know, the Julie Dashes and the Ava DuVernays and the Jermaine Davis. Someone called it Jemani Davis. I don't know if that's how you say it. The Cheryl Dunyays and the Tanya Hamilton, just all these different women. Just this entire two seasons of all female directors, and a lot of the people in charge are women, women of color, or women of not color. Just that balance, that industry-based balance that I think has been long lost and forgotten. Working with Ava DuVernay and Oprah Winfrey and all these women, I'm a part of, and I'm not. This is not a bragging thing. I have been chosen to be a part of a movement that is moving a needle, that is a step in 100 steps in the right direction toward equality, inclusiveness, fairness, talent, being the driving force behind the work and not politics. And not saying that there have been there's been a lot of stuff lost in the sauce when it comes to women being seen and treated fairly and paid equally and fairly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening right now. You know, they are opening up a lot of doors. It's easy to work with someone famous that doesn't have a movement or a charge that means something. But I'll tell you something about Ava DuVernay. Anybody can come and ask me personally. She is a real powerful sister. What you see on camera and in the magazines, mm-hmm. and the quotes and the articles, that's who she is. She is a queen in her own right, and I applaud her every time I think of her wonderful, beautiful face. Like, she is doing some stuff that is fearless and is awe-inspiring and is cultivating. She is perpetuating opportunities for those who may not have otherwise had a chance, whether it be because of their race or their skin color or their sexual preference or their lack of being able to find work in an industry dominated by those who don't look like you.
Mm-hmm.
She is moving the needle the same way a gas pedal does on a supercharged car. She is moving it.
Okay.
And if folks don't get on board, you're going to be left.
That's right, because she is a power.
Yeah.
She is a powerful force and true inspirational, really is.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Do you have any other projects that our listeners can look forward to seeing you in outside of television?
I'm being considered for a couple of films, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to do the films because it may get pushed into the time where I'm in New Orleans filming Queen Sugar, which would be a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, with some of these projects, I can't say what they are because I, for one, have not signed a contract and been approved, and I have not been given permission to talk about it. So several films, don't know if they're going to happen. Maybe some, character arcs on episodics, nothing elongated because, you know, my contractual obligations to Queen Sugar. But, you know, there's some more stuff coming. I tell people I didn't come this far just to come this far. So, you know, keep on the lookout. I'm doing some stuff. I just worked on a project that I was told don't say anything about it until it comes out. I'm like, okay, cool. But I think people are gonna know what it is. I got a chance to work with someone that I revere and love and adore and cherish this person's talent, and I can't wait for people to see, you know, what we worked on. You know, so.
It's
funny
that I saw a promo with you for Christopher Nolan movie, Professor Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
Professor Mac? Yeah, we worked on that in December of 2016. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, in Chicago, my hometown. So
hometown.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. Okay. So how can our audience connect with you on social media to keep up with you, you know, to continue to follow you?
I would say you can follow me on Instagram, Tim and K Durrett, Instagram, and Tim and K Durrett at Twitter. Facebook is Tim and Kyle Durrett, but I got to tell you, that thing has gotten so convoluted, I don't even really know how to work it. I'm not on Facebook as often as I am on Instagram and Twitter. So you can reach me there. we can have a conversation or something, or just be social, you know, share some information.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
buddy.
There you guys have it. Tim, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No problem.
We are looking forward to watching the show. I live tweet every Wednesday for Queen Sugar. I love this show.
I'm glad.
I am a true fan. And I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You so
all right,
you
got to
have me back
on.
This was too short.
I am. I know. I got to have you back on for a little longer. We're going to try to, you know, come up with something for the holidays in December. Got to do something to bring in the new year. So I kind of want to do maybe an hour-long show. Maybe bring the whole cast on. So who knows? We will.
You never know.
I know, right? I'm up to something. All right, guys. There you have it. Sister's Place, Blog Talk Radio Show. signing off. You guys have a wonderful day. And Timon, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right now.